This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Parshas Va'era. Moshe tells Paroi, let them go, let the Jewish people go, we're going to turn all your water into blood. Nah, Paroi says, Paroi's stubborn, not letting you go. All the water in Egypt turns to blood. The showers, the Poland Spring machines, they take out a bottle of water to drink, they brush their teeth, it's all blood. But Paroi is adamant, Paroi is stubborn, he doesn't let them go until finally he says, okay, I'll let them go. And he is stubborn again. So Moshe comes and he says, there are going to be frogs everywhere. And Paroi is still stubborn, and the frogs come, and they destroy his life, and they destroy his country. But Paroi doesn't want to change. And he says, okay, fine, I had it already. But as soon as the Makkah lets up, Paroi is stubborn again. And again, Moshe warns him with the lice, the wild animals, the pestilence, and time after time after time, Paroi is stubborn. What's wrong with this man? Moshe tells him that if you don't let the Jewish people go, there's going to be blood. So maybe you'll say the first time, Paroi didn't believe Moshe. Maybe the second time, Paroi didn't think Moshe could bring frogs. But after two times where Paroi sees this man means business, what's wrong with him? What's he thinking? He doesn't think the Makkah will come? How stubborn could he be? The explanation is that Paroi had a bad character trait. There was a mida in Paroi that did not allow him to recognize the greatness, the power, the ability of God. And that mida is the mida of gaiva, the mida of arrogance. Paroi was so arrogant that to his own detriment, to his own destruction, Paroi kept on being stubborn and stubborn. Paroi refused to acknowledge that the master of the world has this power, despite the fact that he saw time and again and again and again, Moshe predicting God's ability and the Rebbe Shem carrying through. It doesn't matter for Paroi. Arrogance is such a poison inside a person that even though you know it will destroy you, even though it will bring your downfall, a person doesn't have the ability to overcome their ego. Person has to recognize the damaging effects of gaiva. It could literally destroy a person, destroy a person's assets, and if one is in charge of a country, destroy the entire country. We learn from Paroi the great danger of gaiva, but we know mida toiva meruba. If a person's able to humble themselves, then certainly it will bring with it great blessing for oneself, for one's family, and for one's entire country. Wishing everyone a great Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.